guardian.co.uk.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name's Paul Farley, and I've chosen a poem by Patrick Kavanagh called Innocence. They laughed at one I loved, the triangular hill that hung under the big fourth. They said that I was bounded by the white thorn hedges of the little farm and did not know the world. But I knew that love's doorway to life is the same doorway everywhere. Ashamed of what I loved, I flung her from me and called her a ditch, although she was smiling at me with violets. But now I am back in her briary arms. The dew of an Indian summer morning lies on bleached potato stalks. What age am I? I do not know what age I am. I am no mortal age. I know nothing of women, nothing of cities. I cannot die unless I walk outside these white thorn hedges. There's one poem out there for all of us, and we've either found it or we haven't, but there is for all of us one poem, which is kind of quietly devastating and will move us to within an inch of tears, or in fact tears in more private circumstances. And for me, it's Innocence by Patrick Kavanagh, because, I mean, it did it to me the first time I read it, and it still does it to me now. There's something miraculous about that, the way a poem can just do that reliably every time under any circumstances. It has a real choking effect to me. It's the kind of Emily Dickinson test of a poem, you know, that takes the top of your head off and it makes your hair stand on end every single time. It's reliable. It's like my old faithful, you know, it always does it to me. For starters, it's difficult to work out who's doing the talking in this poem. It's difficult to kind of establish who the I is. If you know anything about Patrick Kavanagh, you know it chimes with his own life. He was born in a township in rural Ireland and grew up on a farm and was a farmer for a long time, but then felt the pull of other places. And just before the Second World War, moved away from rural Ireland, firstly to London, which didn't quite work out, and then to settle in Dublin. So if you know that about him, and then it becomes a poem about home, and the speaker could be Kavanagh. But also, you read it the way he's talking about this, having this kind of almost having an affair with a hill and with landscape. It's a strange kind of eroticism. There's a strange candor in the poem. And he leaves space, I think, for the reader to kind of occupy, to get inside, because you're never quite sure who is doing the talking. I grew up in one of these kinds of landscapes, or on the edge of them. So it's a landscape of utility. It's not picturesque. It's either a working landscape or a neglected landscape. And those white thorn hedges and those ditches just do it for me every time as well. I know that landscape. And it's nicely unspecific, the poem. There's only one sort of proper noun or place name in it, Big Fourth. And even that isn't very, you know, it could be Big Hill or Big River. So he leaves a lot of space for you to leave your imagination inside. There are moments in the poem that get me. You know, I kind of know the emotional outline of it as I'm reading it, either to myself or to an audience. So the forgiven nature of the loved one that he throws away, but she smiles back at him with violets, that note of forgiveness. And then the what age am I in the final stanza. And a final reason, actually, why I love this poem so much is that I don't think I could write this poem or a poem like it. These are the poems that beguile us the most, the poems that we can't ever imagine ourselves managing. I think he was a very instinctive writer, Kavanagh. I think he wrote on his nerve. I mean, remember Seamus Heaney saying that he had not so much craft, but lots of technique, and technique by Heaney's definition is the same thing that makes a water diviner find out where the water is. So he's just using his dowsing rod and just going on his nerve, like I say, and writing the poem. And I think he only really pulled it off five or six times in a fairly long writing life. But you know, five or six, this and things like Epic and The Hospital are just matchless poems, wonderful short lyrics. And I think they've been very influential as well.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardianaudio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.